Welcome to the Clock Tips Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Melissa Richardson. Thanks for joining us. This week, as we travel around the body and understand how circadian rhythms help our body to function, we are in the eyes. You might have heard me talk about the eyes before, that they are an important part of maintaining our overall circadian rhythm alignment with our environment, because that's where light and dark information gets into our body and tells our brain what time of day it is. You might also be familiar that light exposure at night can be disruptive to maintaining our circadian health. But today I want to focus a little bit more on the eye, because the eye itself has its own circadian rhythm. Yes, just like how your brain has a 24-hour central clock area that tells the rest of the body what time of day it is because it gets information from the eye about the light and dark environment, the eye also, on its own, has a rhythm too. Now, why would the eye itself need a circadian rhythm? Is our eye telling time, and why is that important? One thing I want you to understand about circadian rhythms is that it's a clock, and clocks just mean that there's time being kept, and there's a timing to things. And if you just think about your body in general, depending on the time of day, different things need to occur. Waking up, eating, sleeping, digesting, dreaming, whatever it is, right? At the cellular level, meaning the cells that make up different types of tissues, such as your eye tissues, also need to tell time in order to do different things throughout the day. And it's a very intertwined and intricate system because the eye is made up of many different parts. One part is called the retina, which has multiple layers of cells with different types of cells working together to capture light, to send it to the brain for vision, for constricting your pupils when the lights are too bright, for driving your normal circadian rhythm response by telling what time of day it is, and others. Not only is the retina at the back of the eye important, but also the intraocular pressure, or how your body handles the fluid that's in its eye, also has a circadian rhythm. And let's talk about why you might know about intraocular pressure. Have you heard of glaucoma? Glaucoma is a condition of the eye due to excessive intraocular pressure that might cause damage to ganglion cells that brings the information from the eye to the brain about our environment, which can make it hard for people to see. And circadian rhythms control how this intraocular pressure changes throughout the day. Circadian rhythms also even control how your eye shape changes throughout the day. And you might be wondering, my eyes change its shape? Yes, especially when it comes to focusing on things that are close to you and things that are far away. In addition to this, there's definitely control of how your eye handles stress, how it handles glucose when it's trying to use it to help you get energy to do things with your eyes, and just how the different cells of your eyes maintain themselves throughout the day. Something that's important to know is that during the night, you usually have an increase in blood flow throughout your brain and your eyes, and this is controlled by circadian rhythms, often because this is the time of the day when your body is removing waste products from your brain. Tying this all back to why Clock Tips is here is just to remind you that maintaining our circadian rhythms is key for proper timing and coordination of different functions. And even our eye, with so many different cells in it, many if not all of them have some sort of timing that they need to operate under in order for your eye to work as a cohesive organ. You should also know that some studies have even shown that disrupting the circadian rhythms in the eye have led to quicker aging in some rodent models and other types of maladies with the eye if it doesn't have a good clock, or if there's light disruption during the nighttime when we should be sleeping and have little or no light exposure. So just like how we care about, you know, sleeping at the right time of day and waking up during the light, it's important to do it for our eyes as well, so our eyes can remain healthy and we can maintain the best vision and functions of the eye that helps to also tell the brain about the time of day, so our body can maintain this good balance or homeostasis, as we like to call it. Join me next time as I talk about another part of the body and how circadian rhythms helps that part of the body to function as well.
Thanks for joining us today. Please visit our website at clocktips.com for more information about this podcast, how to join our ongoing research study, and more resources to help you improve your time, intuition, sleep, and productivity. If you found this information helpful or interesting, don't keep it to yourself. Share it with others and join the discussion on our social media platforms under the handle @myclocktips. Until next time, take care of yourself.